If anyone sins in that he hears a public adjuration to testify, and though he is a witness, whether he has seen or come to know the matter, yet does not speak, he shall bear his iniquity. Or if anyone touches an unclean thing, whether the carcass of an unclean beast, or a carcass of unclean cattle, or a carcass of unclean swarming things, and it is hidden from him, he has become unclean, he shall be guilty. Or if he touches human uncleanness, whatever sort the uncleanness may be with which one becomes unclean, and it is hidden from him, when he comes to know it, he shall be guilty. Or if anyone utters with his lips a rash oath to do evil or to do good, any sort of rash oath that men swear, and it is hidden from him, when he comes to know it, he shall in any of these be guilty. When a man is guilty in any of these, he shall confess the sin he has committed, and he shall bring his guilt offering to the Lord for the sin which he has committed. A female from the flock, a lamb or a goat for a sin offering, and the priest shall make atonement for his sin. But if he cannot afford a lamb, then he shall bring as his guilt offering to the Lord for the sin which he has committed, two turtle doves or two young pigeons, one for a sin offering and the other for a burnt offering. He shall bring them to the priest, who shall offer first the one for the sin offering. He shall wring its head from its neck, but shall not sever it. And he shall sprinkle some of the blood of the sin offering on the side of the altar, while the rest of the blood shall be drained out at the base of the altar. It is a sin offering. Then he shall offer the second for a burnt offering according to the ordinance. And the priest shall make atonement for him for the sin which he has committed, and he shall be forgiven. But if he cannot afford two turtle doves or two young pigeons, then he shall bring as his offering for the sin which he has committed, a tenth of an ephah of fine flour for a sin offering. He shall put no oil upon it, and shall put no frankincense on it, for it is a sin offering. And he shall bring it to the priest, and the priest shall take a handful of it as its memorial portion, and burn this on the altar, upon the offerings by fire to the Lord. It is a sin offering. Thus the priest shall make atonement for him for the sin which he has committed in any one of these things, and he shall be forgiven. And the remainder shall be for the priest, as in the cereal offering. The Lord said to Moses, If anyone commits a breach of faith and sins unwittingly in any of the holy things of the Lord, he shall bring as his guilt offering to the Lord a ram without blemish out of the flock, valued by you in shekels of silver, according to the shekel of the sanctuary. It is a guilt offering. He shall also make restitution for what he has done amiss in the holy thing, and shall add a fifth to it, and give it to the priest. And the priest shall make atonement for him with the ram of the guilt offering, and he shall be forgiven. If anyone sins, doing any of the things which the Lord has commanded not to be done, though he does not know it, yet he is guilty and shall bear his iniquity. He shall bring to the priest a ram without blemish out of the flock, valued by you at the price for a guilt offering, and the priest shall make atonement for him for the error which he committed unwittingly, and he shall be forgiven. It is a guilt offering. He is guilty before the Lord.